Grace, mercy, and peace be to each one of you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I bring many greetings from Kenya, from six congregations of Aigo Parish, and from Point of Grace Academy, where over around 650 kids are learning. They all send greetings to you. I must first apologize for taking your pastor for granted. You've been on my schedule for 2 months. And so I thought I'd call him yesterday. And I looked at my phone and his name was not there. I'm thinking, something's wrong. So I called Pastor Peppercorn and said, "Hey, can you give me Pastor's cell phone?" So I called him and said, "Hey, we're ready to come." He says, "I don't know anything about it." And so my brain has not been functioning properly. So I told him this morning, he's on a very unique list. And he's the only person I want on that list. He's a very good friend of mine, and I took him for granted without even meeting him. So thank you, Pastor, for being gracious. Today's gospel is an incredible testimony to the patience of Jesus. Of all the disciples, only John made it to the cross. Peter denied Jesus 3 times while Jesus was on trial, even though Jesus had repeatedly told them about his resurrection on the 3rd day. None of them believed the women when they came in with the good news of the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus would have been perfectly within his rights to say, "You know what? I have had it with all of you. You do not seem to be able to get it. I'm going to find some more intelligent disciples. You are through." Jesus had the right to say that, but he did not. Instead, Jesus was incredibly patient. Listen to the words that come out of his mouth. "Peace be with you." These words are not just a simple greeting. These words come from the mouth of the one who said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Since Jesus is not just a man, but is also God, his word happens. His word actually accomplishes what it says. When Jesus says, "Peace be with you," you really do have the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Jesus' patience is incredible. He showed them his hands and his side. Jesus allowed them to examine his crucifixion wounds. In his glorious state of exaltation, these wounds are now signs of his identity as Savior. The Apostle John wrote in his first epistle, 1 John, he said this, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we looked upon and have touched with our hands concerning the word of life." Then Jesus said again, "Peace be with you," a second time. This time he gave them his peace so that they could give it to others. Then he said the most amazing thing, "As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." Jesus is about to ordain these doubting disciples into the office of the holy ministry. Jesus is sending them in his place. The word apostle literally means one who is sent. Here Jesus tells us that he is the apostle from God, the Father, And these doubting disciples are now his apostles from God the Son. Jesus then gave his apostles a special gift. He breathed on them and he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." With these words, Jesus gave them the authority to administer the very forgiveness that he carried out and earned for them on the cross. We call it in our catechism the office of the keys. These men all doubted just as much as Thomas did. They were basically cowards. Their own writings confess that they were weak, rebellious men. All their authority, their reputation rest entirely on Jesus. The power of everything that they say and do rest entirely on the works and promises of Jesus. This should be a marvelous comfort to all Christians, including you. The absolution that comes from the mouth of the pastor does not depend on any way on the personality or character of the pastor. An honest pastor knows more than most how sinful he is. He knows that he is not worthy to utter those words of forgiveness. Nevertheless, the pastor can cheerfully forgive the sins of his people because it is Jesus who makes the promise. It is Jesus who forgives. The pastor is only the humble servant who brings the gifts of Jesus to God's people. So it is that the church, to this very day, has the authority to forgive and retain sins. And the church administers that authority through the called ministers of Christ. Martin Luther once preached, "It is a great and excellent thing for the mouth of every honest minister and preacher to be Christ's mouth, and for his word and forgiveness to be Christ's word and forgiveness. If you sin and confess it, believing on Christ, then your minister and preacher will forgive you the same sin in Christ's place. And the words which he speaks on God's behalf, you ought to accept as Christ himself has spoken them to you." Given that great blessing that Martin Luther describes, I would simply say it is worth it to come to church just to hear Christ's words of absolution from the pastor. Even if everything else that happens in that service is a total disaster. What about Thomas? He was not there. Jesus continues to show his patience as he returns the following week. Once again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and put your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, believe." Jesus gently brought Thomas back into the church. Jesus gently guides Thomas's hand into his side. Thomas had a look of shock. He had a look of awe on his face. Other disciples look on with great interest. There is great comfort for us in this gospel. For we also deserve condemnation from God. We have all sinned. We have all murdered with our hatred. We have all stolen that which is not ours. We have had impure thoughts. We have not loved our neighbors as we love ourselves. We have not loved God above all things. We confessed just a little bit ago in our confession that we deserve temporal and eternal punishment. We have no redeeming qualities within ourselves. Jesus is patient with us. He comes to us as he came to the disciples, and he says, "Peace be with you." Jesus suffered great violence so that we could have that peace. He submitted to the mocking, beating, whipping, crucifixion. He submitted to death. In this way, he earned forgiveness for all people. He earned peace with God. It is through Jesus Christ that we can live with God in peace. Jesus delivers that peace to us in many different ways. He delivers it in the holy waters of baptism. And I'm quite impressed with your baptismal font. I've never seen one like that. I love that font. He delivers it in the bread and wine of the sacrament of the altar. He delivers it through the mouths of sinful men who are called to be pastors. What an amazing peace. What an amazing forgiveness. What an amazing Jesus. Now I know that there's everyone here that is suffering in some one way or another. And Satan will try to get you to say, "I am all alone." But I'm here to tell you that you're never alone. Because Jesus said and promises, "I'll always be with you to the very end of the age." So stand firm in the faith. Don't allow Satan to get you to skip your worship service. Because he wants these seats empty. And they're too empty the way they are. They should be full. Because the world is spinning out of control. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Confess our faith.